Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. Today we're going to talk about how to stack testosterone, trenbolone, and Anavar. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, anything that you can do to interact with the channel. It's going to help the channel to grow and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. All right, so let's dive into this one. Now I'm going to cover long esters and short esters. Now, women, don't get upset with me, but this cycle is not for you. No woman should ever be using tren, and I don't see the reason for testosterone either. It's a different discussion for a different day. So Anavar would be the only thing on here for a woman that, and I still don't really like women using any steroid, but I have discussed women with Anavar, and so that's been covered. But sorry, this is really just for the men on this cycle. And I want to talk to everybody about... When I say the proper dosage, okay, I sound like I know it all, but this is what I feel is the proper dosage based upon me worrying about you getting the most out of the cycle with the least amount of side effects and the best longevity and the most capability of gains. Because I could throw out bigger dosing, you could get a bigger hit on cycle in terms of gains, keep a lot less, deal with a lot more problems in your recovery, and just have an overall terrible experience just for 8 weeks of satisfaction when you're not thinking long term. So that's where I come at with my doses. So let us talk about short esters first. So we would be going with test propionate, tren acetate, and then your Anavar. We would not exceed 6 weeks with Anavar, no matter what ester we're going with in terms of test and tren. So short ester, long ester, you're still only going to use Anavar for 6 weeks, period. So I would take your test propionate, trenbolone, and enanthate 8 weeks. You don't really want to go over 8 weeks with tren on the shorter ester one. You can, I'm not saying you can't, but look, you're only going to create more and more problems for you the longer that you use it. A lot of people will do this cycle and they'll go the test prop for 8 weeks and the tren for only six. And that, I like that a lot. I really do. And, you know, you could just kick them both at the start on week three, because weeks one and two, you would kind of wait to use the Anavar. So then you've got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, which comes out to your 6 weeks on Anavar. And, you know, once you stop the trend, you still got the Anavar going for you. So you've still got something else going with your test. So it works out really nicely. And I really like that option. Regardless, the dosing's not going to change. My recommendation would be 100 milligrams every other day, because you're injecting every other day with shorter esters of test and tren. 100 milligrams every other day, that's going to come to about 350 milligrams per week for each. Now, I also, and that's more for an experienced person running a cycle, my preference is to get that lower. I always like to be in the 250 to 300 range with test and tren. I have spoken about, you know, testosterone to trenbolone and testosterone just to deca ratios, 19 NORs. And I am a proponent, I guess, of keeping the doses equal. You're going to have some people that will always tell you to run test way higher and some people that will always tell you to run tren and deca either way higher or on their own. I am not one of those. That is too hit and misfire. What I mean by that is it works for some extremely well, but it works for so many not well. And to me, the most tried and true method to alleviate or mitigate a lot of the side effects that people run into is to keep the dosing equal or within 25 milligrams of each other. That's my method. You should always do what you're comfortable with or what your body tells you. Because I am not a psychic and I can't know what each and every person's body, you know, is going to take that kind of thing, because it's such a wide variety of things that I see. I just know that through so many years of study, coaching, etc., this is what's always worked out to provide the least amount of problems. So my preference would be anywhere from 75 milligrams to 100 milligrams every other day, depending on your experience. Anavar 40 to 50 milligrams per day for the 6 weeks, and then always with any toxic oral steroid, you make sure that you've got some sort of protectant on cycle that's not just for your liver, because Liver Care does not care about your kidneys. It doesn't care about your blood pressure. It doesn't care about your cholesterol. I mean, all of these other areas that need address is not going to be taken care of by Liver Care. So just keep that in mind. But with the Anavar, 40 to 50 milligrams per day for those 6 weeks, and you're gold. Now, with the longer ester, what my preference is testosterone, cypionate, enanthate. I'm just a cypionate TRT person, so I've just always preferred it. Either way, and Sustanon is fine here. I would say 300 milligrams to 350 milligrams of test, 12 weeks, Tren enanthate 10 weeks, and once again, 250 to 350 milligrams per week, depending upon your cycle experience. But you really, if you're using enanthate, it should be at least your second time using Tren, because you should always use acetate your first time through. And I've covered that several times. And then your Anavar, your last 6 weeks, 50 milligrams per day. That is it. Now, with the Anavar the last 6 weeks of this cycle, here's how I do it. Your test is going to stop after 12 weeks. Weeks 13 and 14, you have your esters clearing before you start PCT in week 15, and you go 15, 16, 17, 18. Well, with the Anavar, you're going to have that 13 and 14 weeks of clearance time. You can run the Anavar through that time because it's in and out of your body so fast. The reason that you've got to take the 2 weeks after using testosterone, cypionate, or enanthate, or sustenon on a longer ester is to allow it to get out of your body or start, you know, you have to let the esters clear. And if you don't do that, there's no point in running your PCT yet because you're not ready for it. So what you can do with the Anavar is go weeks 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then your PCT starts 15 through 18. So that way you still got something going on while your esters are clearing from the testosterone and your Tren dose. Then you're going to run your PCT, and that is it. So that's the stack. Testosterone, Trenbolone, and Anavar, that's your short ester stack. That's your long ester stack. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli, signing off.